Okay, this is the Town of Discovery Bay Community Service District monthly meeting. I'm going to call that to order. This is being recorded, it's also on a teleconference. So at this time, I'd like to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Let Director reflect that all members are present, including Director Grace, who joins us via teleconference.
Thank you. At this particular point, we're open for public comments. The public can talk to us about anything that is not on the agenda. There's no public in the room. Is there any public that would like to speak to us on the teleconference?
I sure would.
Please identify.
My name is Mike Lawrence. My name is Michael Lawrence. I live over in Timber Point. And I sent a few posts out in regards to the landscaping on this side of town. And we got a little bit of response in the beginning of this week, but it's beyond unbearable. I don't even know how to even describe it. And then somebody took a weed whacker to the corner's lot that I sent the picture out on next door about. And it's like, what are we doing? I mean, it does not make sense, the money we're spending on whoever is doing this landscaping, because they destroyed that corner today. And I'm no gardener, but I can tell that you don't weed whack ground cover and you don't weed whack weeds and leave them laying there and so on and so forth. You got broken fencing over at Park, at Ravenswood Park, that no one's been by to pick up, concrete laying on the ground. I mean, that whole end of our side of the town is a disaster when it comes to the landscaping. And yeah, I've been out here for over 30 years, and I've never seen this town look as bad as it has in the last year. So, I hear all this stuff saying things are gonna change, but I don't see it. All I gotta say.
Thank you for your input, it's been noted. Is there anyone else in the public that would like to comment to us?
Mr. Chair, we're seeing no other individuals looking to comment. You can close the public comment and move to the consent calendar. I'll just remind the public and anybody else that's attending, if you could please mute your line, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. At this particular point, we're going to go to the consent calendar. Do any of the directors want to remove anything off the consent calendar? I am going to remove the Proclamation 20.01 off the consent calendar, and we'll bring it up right after this. Do I hear a motion to approve the consent calendar?
Motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Director?
Aye.
Director Graves took an aye. Thank you. At this particular point, I'd like to bring back items.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Mr. Chair, I am sorry, but under the new rules, we are required to do a roll call vote for each and every item. So you can take the consent calendar, left the item, but we do need to do a roll call vote, please.
Okay, we'll take C1, approve the draft minutes of last meeting.
You can do the entire consent calendar all at one time. So item C, consent calendar, with the exception of the proclamation, you've got a motion, you've got a second, we just need a roll call vote on the consent calendar.
Identify themselves.
Okay.
Sorry to be difficult.
Go ahead. Director Mayer?
Thank you.
Aye.
Director Pleat?
Aye.
Director Gattell?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
And President Pease? Aye. Okay. At this particular
point, thank you very much, President.
At this particular point, I'd like to ask Bernie Sadler to join me. I'm going to read a proclamation to and about him. Cameras are rolling. So Bernie, it's with great pleasure that we, the town of Discovery Bay, give you this proclamation. Whereas first and foremost, Bernie Sadler and his family have been residents of the town of Discovery Bay Community Service District in Contra County for 9 years, and whereas Bernie was born in Montgomery, Alabama, and lived in Prattville, Alabama, in the same house for 25 years. And whereas in 1986, upon graduating high school, Bernie went to work for the city of Prattville in their water wastewater treatment plant to begin a lifelong career in the water and wastewater industry. And whereas Bernie's career path took him to Indiana in 1992, where he went to work for the Frito-Lay wastewater plant, then to Swift's Bacon wastewater plant in 2002, then to Guam in 2004 to work as a wastewater supervisor for the Guam government, then back to the States in 2008 to build a new wastewater facility for the city of Rifle, Colorado. And in 2009, he went to work for Veolia North America in Gresham, Oregon as an operations manager. And whereas in 2011, Bernie became Veolia's operation manager for the town of Discovery Bay Community Service District's water and wastewater facilities. And whereas Bernie, his wife Missy, and their 5 children made Discovery Bay their home, became involved in community events, and volunteered their time and energy to make life better in the district. And whereas Bernie has announced his retirement from the water wastewater industry effective June 4th, 2020, and will relocate to Logansport, Indiana, to spend more time with his family and become a commercial and residential landlord and operator of a beverage establishment. And whereas such beverage establishment is the neighborhood bar and tavern, where everyone knows your true name, including his, which is Willie Bernard Sadler, Jr. Now, therefore, it be resolved that we, the Board of Directors of the Town of Discovery Bay, hereby approve this proclamation thanking and honoring Bernie Sadler for his 9 years of dedicated service to the Town of Discovery Bay. Congratulations, Bernie. Thank you. I'd like to bring that action back to the board. Do we hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second by Mr. Mayor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Roll call.
Brankito, aye.
Leet, aye.
Tease, aye.
Mayor, aye.
Graves, aye.
All right, it's unanimous. Bernie has a fantastic proclamation to put on his tavern wall. Okay, with that, we're gonna move on to area agency reports. Do we have a representative of Supervisor Burgess' office on the line?
Hi, yes, Leah is here.
Great. Lisa.
Hello, Leah.
Hello, congratulations, Bernie. So I'm just going to start off with a quick thing about the census. Just the census response times has been extended through October 31st, with non-response follow-up starting August 11th. We are counting on everyone to continue to self-respond as soon as you can. You can complete the survey by going to mycensus2020.gov, and you can complete the form there. So far, 69% of our county has self-responded to the census, while California is at 61% and Discovery Bay is at 65%. So complete your census if you have not already done so. COVID-19. So thanks to the substantial progress being made in the fight against COVID-19, Contra Costa County residents can go back to work, shop at local retail stores, get childcare, and hang out with small groups of loved ones starting today. Indoor retail shopping, business offices, outdoor museums, and pet grooming are among the businesses that will reopen in Contra Costa County under the latest shelter-in-place order released today. The order also permits services that don't require close customer contact, such as housekeeping, car washes, plumbing, and pet grooming. The new health order also allows small outdoor social gatherings, as well as childcare and camps for all children, not as children of essential and allowed workers. Libraries can reopen for curbside pickup service. Religious services will be able to resume on June 15th, although with some limitations. In the coming days, the county will be consulting with the state about reopening swimming pools and outdoor dining. Aside from new cases and hospitalizations not increasing, all 8 hospitals have attested they now have a 30-day supply of PPE, one of the 5 reopening indicators. Hospitals have also sufficient capacity to handle more patients. While progress has been made in testing, the county still needs to triple the amount of tests being done to reach its goal. As of today, the county has had a total of 1,513 total confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 1,265 recovered. There are currently 13 hospitalized with a total of 38 deaths. You can follow this data by going to cchealth.org homepage and clicking on the dashboard. This dashboard was recently updated to include cases by gender, age, ethnicity, and race. Contra Costa is offering free drive-through testing for any county resident at 6 sites by phone appointment in Antioch, Pittsburgh, Concord, Martinez, San Ramon, and the West County Health Center. You can call for a phone screening and appointment. Phones are answered Monday through Friday from 8 to 3:30 p.m., and results are expected in 3 to 5 days. Cal OES has opened 3 additional sites at Heather Farms in Walnut Creek, Pinole Library, and Liberty High School in Brentwood. The state is not providing drive-through service. These will be walk-up tests given by appointment only. CCHealth.org has a list of resources to help residents through this time and encourage anyone with questions or needing clarification to visit this site. We also have the Coronavirus Call Center. It is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. where you can speak to a live person with your questions. If you have any questions or need a resource and don't want to address on this call, please don't hesitate to reach out to me directly. Last Tuesday, so short-term rentals, I'm moving on. Short-term rentals, last Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors passed an ordinance to regulate short-term rentals in Contra Costa County. So a short-term rental may only be operated after issuance of a permit. Upon issuance of a permit, all property owners within 300 feet of the subject property will be noticed and provided contact information for the responsible party associated with the permit and the county's code enforcement division. There's obviously more details to this ordinance that may be of interest to you, and I'm happy to email you a copy. And then lastly, if all of that great news wasn't enough, the Board of Supervisors adopted a curfew from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. until further notice. So I'm just kind of the bearer of bad news today, and I apologize. I hope I will have better news to report to you soon. Thank you, board members.
All right, thank you, Lee. I do have a question for you. I've been asking around some of the other board members, and a lot of constituents are concerned about the privacy walls that we have here in Discovery Bay, but it's throughout Contra Costa County. And I know that we reached out to the supervisor's office to see if we couldn't start to put together some sort of an ordinance so that we can have a way to correct falling fences, etc. Do you know where we stand on that?
Yeah, so I had initially sent your request to the Department of Conservation and Development for review and input, and they initially came back with, well, you know, because this development was back in the 80s, the fencing was not addressed as part of the conditions of approval. So I discussed that with the supervisor, and she's actually, her next meeting with our county administrator, she's taking this to him, so that we can sort through it and figure out a way of how we can abide by your request.
Right, thank you for the update, but it's not just here at Discovery Bay. You don't have an ordinance for any of those types of fences throughout the entire county, so I think it should be addressed on a countywide level.
Well, some of them are, you know, with newer developments, they are addressed as part of the conditions, but this one, I mean, you know, back in the 80s, I guess they weren't really thinking about it, I'm not sure. But we'll figure out a way and try to make that happen.
All right. Do you have, I know it's time frames are different now because everybody's working at home. Do you have any kind of a feel for a time frame?
I tell you what, I can stay in contact with you directly as we move forward or as I learn more information from her meeting with our county administrator.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, that'd be great. If you could give Manager Davies, put him in the loop also, that would be super.
Of course.
All right. Thank you, Leah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do we have a representative from the sheriff's office online?
Yes, we do. Lieutenant Mark Johnson, Delta Station.
Hello, Lieutenant. Please go ahead.
Okay, all right. So for Discovery Bay in May, we had a total of 476 calls for service. That's not only people calling for service, but it's also traffic stops we make. Anytime we log a security check with dispatch, that all gets lumped in for the calls for service. We took a total of 25 reports. We made 8 arrests. Those arrests were basically, we had a handful of domestics that we had to deal with, which is still kind of on the rise a little bit. 2 car stops where we subsequently found some drugs, and then a couple car stops where we stopped and found the driver was under the influence. So those are the rest we made for May. Some of the reports that we took, again, most of them were domestic violence related. We had a handful of petty thefts, a grand theft, a vehicle where the catalytic converter was taken. Typically those come in waves, but it was just the one car that had that stolen. Other than that, I'm not seeing any crime trends or any other rising crime for Discovery Bay. I know the big concern now is what's been going on for the last week or so. Most of our resources, the sheriff's office, have been going to other agencies in other cities for the kind of the stuff that they're having, the looters and the protests and whatnot. I get intel every day, and we get this from federal agencies and local agencies who are monitoring when these protests are going to happen. They're monitoring social media. They're on the ground at these other places. I'm gathering intel. At least up until this coming Friday, there are no protests planned that they know of anywhere east of Concord. So out here, we're pretty, knock on wood, there's no protest planned. In our area, Discovery Bay, nothing's been planned. They haven't heard anything. I know yesterday there was concern on social media that there's 2 different things that I heard. One, somebody got on next door and said the gangs were coming to Discovery Bay to the Santa Cove Shopping Center. And then there was another post that said a friend of a friend, brother's cousin, said that the protesters were coming to Discovery Bay. There's no actual intel on that happening whatsoever. So I know it kind of spread like wildfire. We got a lot of calls. But at any time anybody's concerned about anything, just give me a call and I'll let you know if something's happening. But I don't want that to get, spread out too far because people were legitimately worried and there was nothing to worry about. We do have extra cars on patrol, typically during swing shift hours, just in the small chance that we do have something happen. As many of you know me, the last couple months, I have 0 tolerance when it comes to crime. So if we do have some trouble, those people are going to go to jail, if they start committing, criminal activity or whatnot. One of the crime trends that we see in related to the looters and whatnot is that, they'll get in 4 or 5 cars and they'll put 5 or 6 people in each car and they'll go to a specific area and then jump out and then go ahead and loot. So the deputies that I dealt with, we are looking for that kind of activity. We're not necessarily concerned about them hitting us, but, they're passing through town, going from Stockton, out to Richmond and those areas. So we are keeping an eye on that, just in a small chance that we do have somebody stop. But we haven't had any evidence of that. Antioch did have a problem 2 nights ago where there was some looting. They chased the car, and it was last seen headed towards Marsh Creek. Our deputies did set up, and we caught that car, and it ended up taking 4 people into custody. But again, other than that, we haven't had any other problems related to the protests or any of that stuff. Other than that, I think that's all I have. And I'm open for any questions.
I'm surveying the board and don't have any. Could you give us your phone number that we can contact you in case the public wants to get hold of you?
I have his number.
All right, he's got his number. All right, thank you. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Can I ask a question? This is Humphrey, I have a question.
Who's on the line?
Can I ask you a question?
Who's on the line?
Helfrich.
Mr. Lawrence, I have a request to ask a question of the sheriff. Mr. President, you have two public comments. This is not a question and answer time, but it is an item on the agenda. So Mr. Helfrich was first to chime in. Mr. Helfrich would like to make a public comment.
Go ahead, Mr. Helfrich.
I'm trying to get an update on how the license plate reader cameras installation, is it complete or is it still in progress?
Okay, so right now I am trying to get Caltrans, the installer for the camera, and the person that does the electrical work to agree to a time where we can all come out one day and do it. We were on hold because of the COVID-19 and all that other stuff going on. But now we're just trying to find a date that works for everybody, and that way we can come out one day and give it a shot. I don't have the date yet, but that's finally in the works now. I just was done. Thank you.
Mr. President, your next commenter is Michael Lawrence. Michael Lawrence had a comment regarding the sheriff's report.
Go ahead, Mr. Lawrence.
Who do we need to contact or solicit in getting some speed limit signs on Point of Timber between Preston and Poe? It's a continued drive strip. I know a sign doesn't always make a difference, but there's no posted speed limit on that section. I know I can't call the sheriff, but we have called numerous times. Actually, the sheriff has helped with it a few times, but that street's nothing but a drag strip from 5 o'clock at night till 2 a.m. So I don't know who to petition. I've called the town numerous times.
You made your point.
They don't know.
You made your point. Let the lieutenant respond, please.
Yeah, so I'm not just saying there's no speed limit there, signs there. Is that what the issue is?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Yeah, offhand, I don't know. I'll have to look into that. But in the meantime, I'll talk to CHP if they're not on this call as well. I'll talk to Donnie with CHP. He'll know the answer for sure. And then I can put some deputies out there on extra patrol looking for the speeders and whatnot. It's hard because sometimes what happens is when people call, by the time we get out there, they're gone. But maybe if we have some more increased presence out there, you know, maybe it will deter them from doing that.
All right, thank you. With that, we're going to move on to the CHP report. Is the CHP representative available?
President P, CHP, Officer
Thomas. Doesn't appear that we have the CHP online.
Officer Thomas says that he may not be able to call tonight. He's been assigned to Oakland to deal with the issues over there. And he'll, since he's not on the line, he says he'll include that report with his next report.
All right, thank you. With that, we're going to move on to East Kanakasta Fire. Do we have a representative on the line?
Yes, good evening, Lieutenant Chief McCumber.
Welcome, Chief.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. We're COVID-ing it.
All right, so here's an operational, report for the month of May for Discovery Bay. So there were 54 calls in Discovery Bay. That response of 913, happy to report no major incidents in the town. We ran a total of 606 calls for service. Our response time of 8:30. That included responding to 6 residential fires, 3 vehicle fires, 4 vegetation fires, and 13 exterior fires. We also responded to 18 vehicle accidents, with 3 requiring rescue, 4 motorcycle accidents, 3 bicycle accidents, and we actually had a small plane crash out of the Byron Airport that I'm sure everybody's aware of. Right at the end of the month, we did have one major incident at the district. On the 30th, we responded to a 60-acre vegetation fire in Round Valley Park. That was caused by lightning when that storm cell came through, which is obviously a odd thing for this area, but we had plenty of help from CAL FIRE and East Bay Regional Parks, and that fire was quickly under control before it could spread and turn into a real major incident. A couple things, our call volume is starting to go back up as a lot of the shelter in place has lifted and a lot of the weather has turned, you know, warm. So especially over the last 2 weeks, we're seeing a return to our previous types of call volumes, which are incredibly busy. I bring that up because I just want to remind everybody, especially going into summer, that the East Contra Costa Fire District still is a three-station department that covers 249 square miles and almost 130,000 people. So please cut your weeds, make sure that all your fire breaks are cut. If people who are listening to this have land, as of June 1st, a couple days ago, our fire inspectors are out enforcing our district weed ordinance, and they are tackling them all day, every day, until they can get caught up on the complaints. So if you've got neighbors, let them know that our fire inspectors are coming, and they will write people up. We also, we are monitoring all the civil unrest. We actually upstaffed the other night, which we heard some credible threats in Brentwood. We were able to put some extra personnel on the engines. However, as we know, everything in Oakley and Brentwood ended peacefully. So we are still monitoring every day with all the intel that comes in, and there will be nights that we may need to upstaff just in case civil unrest gets a little out of control and we have multiple fires in the area. Our neighboring agencies are all doing the same thing as well. Still monitoring the COVID, still happy to report that none of our members have contracted COVID. They're still using all their proper PPE. Still, though, the threat is out there, and we are still responding on patients who are calling because they are sick and have fevers or who are COVID patients diagnosed. But the nice thing is that just like Leah said, that all the hospitals are starting to get all their PPE in stack, and because of the summertime coming and the way the county handled everything, we're really hoping that the number of cases really slows down over the summer before the winter time comes in a handful of months. Other than that, we're still on track to have our three new fire engines up and running in July. The district has taken possession of all three of the engines at this time, and they're just getting done with their final tool fitting, and you'll probably see them out within the next week or so driving around. That's our training time on the engines. We got to get all our members trained on them. So you'll see some bright new shiny red fire engines drive around the district here in the next 7 to 10 days. So, other than that, that is my report for the evening, and I'm available for questions.
Okay. Surveying the board, we don't have any here. Does Director Graves have a question at all?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Excellent report.
All right, have a good night.
You too. With that, we're gonna move on to business and action items. This is a public hearing about the possible approval of a proposed rate increase for water wastewater. At this particular point, I'm gonna ask the board if you have any clarifying questions at all.
Staff report.
And we'll make have a staff report.
Okay, good evening. The rate study before you supports the district in providing water and wastewater service to its residents and businesses, as well as provides funding for current and future operations and maintenance, necessary existing and new facility capital improvements, and the funding of infrastructure and vehicle replacements. The rates were determined based upon projected annual expenditures of the district in the operating and capital budgets for the next 5 fiscal years. At the April 8-15 Board of Directors meeting, Wachovitz and Singh, municipal consultants, conducted a presentation of the proposed rate study. During this meeting, the Board of Directors adopted the study. In accordance with Proposition 218, public notices informing of the proposed utility rate increase were mailed out to residents on April 17, 2020. A copy of this verification has been added as additional materials. Allison Wachovitz from Wachovitz and Singh Municipal Consultants and I are available to answer any questions from the board.
Do you have any questions of staff at this time? Director?
Just one. The numbers that we're seeing tonight are the same numbers we saw at the previous consideration of this item.
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you.
Correct. Director Graves, do you have any clarifying questions?
No, I'd like to, I have some comments I'd like to make, but I don't know if this is the time for it or not.
We're going to open the...
President Pease?
Yes.
President Pease, I was just going to say, I would recommend that you open the public hearing and take public comments. Then you can close the public hearing and to take board comments.
Okay, that's exactly what I was going to do. So at this particular point, I'd like to open public comment. Do we have anyone on the line that would like to comment on this item?
Helfrick, I'd like to make a comment, please.
Go ahead, Mr. Helfrick.
I think that the provisions of Proposition 218 are really a farce. They cost you to have to do these rate studies, jump through all these hoops, when in fact there is no chance that this rate increase could ever be rejected based on the way that they can vote the negative vote. And you just have a carte blanche ability to do whatever you want to do with the rates. Thank you.
Is there any other public comments? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close.
Not seeing anything further.
I'm going to close public comment, and at this particular point, do we have a, go ahead, our staff had a little bit more input.
Okay. Written protests have been accepted up to the close of the public hearing tonight. There are 6,352 identified parcels in the town of Discovery Bay. For the protest to be successful, it would require 3,177 written protests. The district has received a total of 290 unverified written protests. There was no need to verify the authenticity of each protest because we accepted every single written protest, valid or not, and the total count of 290 falls far short of the 3,177 written protests to require or constitute a majority vote. I'm available for any questions.
Any further questions from the board? Okay, at that particular point, do I hear a Director Graves, you had a comment you'd like to make?
Yes, after having several conversations with many of our constituents throughout town, and it, at no fault of the board, at no fault of staff, I'm concerned, and I'm concerned that we didn't educate the public properly, that they don't really understand that these are unfunded mandates that we have no option in completing with regards to having to provide upgraded water standards to meet state standards. So this bothers me, and it only bothers me because every time I have a conversation with somebody and they go, well, I wish I would have known that, it changes their point of view. So again, I'm not really, it bothers me, and it's concerned. I think there's a lack of understanding within the community of why we have to do what we do. That's all I have.
Thank you for those comments. At this particular point, I see no other comments from the board. Do I hear a motion?
I would so moved the staff recommendation and the approval of the report.
Do we hear a second?
Director Jones will second that.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Roll call.
Yeah. Roll call.
Guto? Aye.
Leet? Aye.
Pease? Aye.
Mayor, after several weeks and months of deliberation, going through the notes, records, and understanding all of the possibilities we have, I vote aye.
Director Graves?
Nay.
Okay. With that, the motion
Mr.
carries.
Mr. President, the motion carries, and just for the record, that was the recommendation of staff was adoption of resolution number 2020-0. 2018-12. Just for the record, that was the recommendation and that was the motion. Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, we'll move on to business item G2, discussion and possible action operating budget for 2021. Staff, please.
Good evening. The preparation of the proposed draft fiscal year 2020-2021 operating capital and revenue budgets has been ongoing for the past few months. The Board of Directors reviewed the preliminary spending plans and revenue estimates at the May 20th, 2020 board meeting. For this coming year, the budget document continues to reflect a two-year forecast as in previous budget cycles. Staff determined that the two-year budget process is extremely beneficial for a longer-term planning for the town. While the board is presented with the two-year budget, only the upcoming fiscal year budget will be adopted. The next step of the process, I'm here to answer any questions. There are none. Is to adopt the draft budget, and then on June 17th, we'll have a public hearing to adopt the final budget.
Okay, do I have any clarifying questions from the board? Seeing none, I'm going to open this up for public comment. Is there any public comment on the proposed budget?
I'll break out one.
Go ahead.
This budget reflects the out-of-control juggernaut that this community service district is spiraling into. I pulled up the 2011-2012 budget. The total revenue for that budget was $5,995,361. Your revenue budget for 2021 is $12,133,391. That's over a $6 million increase in 10 years. I just think that based on the Prop 18 vote, where there were only 290 votes against your rate study increase or your rate increase, but this out of control spending will need to be dealt with in the November election and removal of some of the spending officers. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment?
Yes, Michael Lawrence here.
Okay, go ahead.
How will the town's residents be notified of this public opinion vote, our input? How will we be notified when and where to show up at?
Our next meeting is in June 15th, I believe.
17th.
Okay, any other public comment? Seeing no other public comment, I'm going to close the public.
Will we be getting a letter in the mail or a text message or something?
You've already.
Meeting's on the 17th, but.
You already received one. Anyway, public comment is now closed. Do we have any further discussion on the board?
See how the public's treated?
Do I hear a motion?
Move approval of the preliminary budget, draft operating and capital and revenue budget.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Mr. Goodeau, second. All those in favor?
Goodeau, aye.
Leet, aye.
Pease, aye.
Mayor, aye.
Director Graves?
Graves, aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. With that, we're going to move on to manager's reports. Do we have any manager's reports? Seeing none, we'll go to director's report. Finance committee.
Okay, yeah, finance committee met this afternoon, went over, we had a finance update from our finance manager. We had a short discussion of apportioning community center costs to other zones. We had a discussion of the five-year rolling reserve analysis, and we also looked at, we got a report from staff on their efforts to extract ourselves from Contra Costa County for treasury services and move that in-house to town staff.
Okay, internal operations.
Internal operations, again, Director Graves and I met, and we discussed the impact of COVID-19 on operations of the town of Discovery Bay. We also discussed the process that will be going forward for the November 3rd election and continuing our past practice of the with regard to how that that election proceeds. And then staff gave us an update on how a bidder's sign-up list will be available on the town website for those individuals that want to bid on town projects.
Thank you. Wastewater Committee.
We had a meeting this afternoon on the Wastewater Committee. We were given a water wastewater update and a live presentation on the O&M manual. And I both think both the topics will be presented at this June 17th meeting.
Correct. And the operation, I would like to chime in, the operations manual electronic format to me seemed very nice, excellent, and I think it will make our operations even smoother. Okay, with that, is there a general manager's report this evening? Seeing none, is there any future agenda items that a board member might want to bring forward?
Yeah, I have an agenda item. I'd like to have the pool status update for the next meeting.
Yes, that'll be fine. Is there anything, Director Graves?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
All right. Well, with that, it's 7:41, and we adjourn the meeting.